Well, I'm Juliet Frumholt, and I am very, very happy to welcome our musical guest for the evening. I have to give some props to some superstar WYSO volunteers, Ed and Deb Mosier, for helping make this connection. I was at, I think it was one of our volunteer gatherings way back in the wintertime. I remember it being very cold, and they handed me a CD and said, "You need to check this guy out. He's really cool." And I listened to the CD, got in touch with Kyle, and we are here today, hot off the release of a new EP that we're going to hear a track from, and we'll get to know him. But first, Kyle, welcome.
Hello. Nice and, to be here.
Very happy to have you. Will you start us off with a song?
Sure.
Great.
This first one is Help Is On The Way, is the title of the track, and it is on the EP that just came out yesterday.
Ooh, 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 oh, oh, ooh, ooh.
Dunaway, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. So when was it for you? When did you first decide, when did you first pick up a guitar or decide that you wanted to pick up a guitar and start making music with it?
I would say that it was probably, I was maybe 7 or 8 years old.
Wow.
I had already been playing the piano for a while. I started very young with the piano. And decided to pick up the guitar, convinced my dad to go to Guitar Center with me, and picked one out, and that was it.
Nice. Did you start off right away with the intention of writing your own songs, or was it at first just, hey, I want to learn to play the songs I like, or things like I'm hearing on the radio? When did the songwriting aspect of it start?
Very early on, I was probably 11 or 12 years old. I got an electric bass and had a friend who was a drummer. And we decided to start a band, and we were both kind of into pop punk type music, Blink 182, Sum 41, that kind of stuff. And he said, all right, well, start writing some songs, because we never really had the intention of being a cover band. And so I started writing songs, had no idea what I was doing, and really didn't know how to play the bass very well either. So, but I figured it out, and we were in a band together for quite a while. So
nice. Did you find that when you got started, was it the melodies that were coming to you first, or the lyrics, or kind of a combination of both?
Well, it started out, well, the lyrics were terrible, to be honest. and the bass line was like a 4-chord progression, very, very basic, and just kind of progressed on from there. I think when I was still with the band, I was kind of in a box as far as where I could go with the songwriting. And once we kind of broke up, I thought, well, do I want to continue on and do my own thing, or do I just want to give it up? So I decided to continue on and started paying a lot more attention to how I was writing songs, a lot more of the ins and outs and the complexity of the song. I started paying a lot more attention to. So it just came over time.
And part of the reason I ask that is that the album that I was introduced to you by, Welcome to Archwood, there's a story there that spans the entire album. When you're writing now, are you thinking of songwriting as both making music and storytelling, or is it just kind of coming out that way?
Actually, several years ago, I started doing a lot more story-oriented songs and things. A lot of my music has always been about what I'm going through in my life. So it always has the story aspect as far as what I'm writing about, going with what I'm going through in my life as well. But there is a band called Coheed and Cambria that I've been into for quite a while, and I really like what Claudio does, the lead singer, with how he really makes the music mean more, because there's a full concept behind it. There's something to actually delve into and learn more about. It's not just the song on the surface, but there's characters involved and things like that. So I've always been interested in science fiction and things like that. I think that that's kind of why I wanted to implement my music with a story and go out at that route.
Now, the new one is called Necessary Evil, and it just came out yesterday, right?
Yep, that's right.
Tell me a little bit about this album, because it's a little different than Welcome to Archwood. Definitely more of an indie style than more of a straight-up rock and roll style. What made you decide to go in that direction, or was it a conscious choice? Was that just the way the songs were coming out this time around?
Every time I go into a group of songs to write either an album or just, you know, come out with a few singles, I always kind of think about where I'm going to go with it and why. I don't like to stay in one genre, really. I like to move around and kind of use my feelings at the time, or the, you know, span of time to dictate how I write the songs and what kind of songs I'm writing. I think this album deals more with my personal life. Definitely goes more into a relationship aspect as far as the ups and downs of a relationship, looking from the outside in. And I think that with Welcome to Archwood, it was more about the story. So it didn't really have a lot to do with my personal feelings and things like that. So I kind of disconnected Welcome to Archwood with my feelings for that reason. And now I wanted to do a record that kind of showed a little bit about myself and gave a little insight about who I am as a person.
Is that scarier as an artist to put that out there, to sort of put, you know, not just what you've created out there, but definitely you know, put a piece of yourself in a very real way out there for people to listen to and experience and judge and all of that. Is that scary?
It's much scarier. And the album actually has a picture of my face as a cover. And I think this is the first time that I've really kind of put something out that has my face included with it to kind of people know what I look like now. They know what I'm singing about, and they know it has to do with myself. And it is very, very much more scary for me, scarier, I should say, to write an album like this than Archwood was, yeah. But I would say that Archwood was kind of scary because it's more of a niche-based, it's not for everyone, I would say. And I kind of do that. It's progressive rock. It's more up my alley as far as personal taste in music and what I love to do. I like to let the guitar loose and kind of, you know, do a lot of solos and things like that. But I decided to tone it down a little bit with this record, and I like the outcome.
Nice. Let's give people a listen to one of the tracks from the album, and we'll come back and chat more and hear some more acoustic ones. Do you want to introduce this at all?
Yeah, sure. This is Necessary Evil. It's the title track off of the EP that came out yesterday. And there is a video as well on my website and also on YouTube. You can look that up. Kyle Dunaway, the official video for Necessary Evil. And here it is.
Let's take a listen to that one, and we'll come back to chat more with Kyle and hear some more music. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Forgot about what you're mad about, but drag it out. No cure for this disease, so let it put your mind at ease. Just wait for your heart to freeze, then it shatters as it feels to be. It's been a long night, you can't be level with. So I introduce you to the necessary evil again. I can't contain you, you won't be trifled with. It's time to change. Starts a strain. If I had half a brain, I'd sit this out till the anger drains. You push and I will pull, transcending every rule. I look like such a fool, a cherry face in this purple duel.
It's been a long night.
Thank you.
this high, even in this afterglow. Do I have the guts to steal the show? Said camera breaking down these walls, grinding my heart between your jaws. There is no guarantee if I made a friend or an enemy.
Kyle Dunaway, the title track from his new album. It's called Necessary Evil. Kyle is in the house. Welcome back.
All right. Welcome.
Very happy to have you here. Now, you also, in addition to being a songwriter and a performer, you record.
Yes, that's correct.
So did you do this whole album yourself?
I did, yeah. I went to school, actually, for audio engineering, and I've been kind of recording myself even before that for about 10 years now. So it's taken a long time to get to the point where I am now, but finally starting to mature a lot in the music and the recording process of it too. So it's exciting.
It's going to be a lot of freedom to not have to rely on, you know, going into a studio and hoping that the engineer understands your vision, but to be able to toy with it and work through it yourself and really have creative control over the whole project start to finish.
Yep, it really is. It's awesome. That's why I initially started doing it myself. First of all, I didn't want to have to worry about coming up with the money to,
yeah.
It's expensive to get recording time, but I thought that it would be a better investment to get my own stuff and start from scratch kind of. And it's definitely allowed me to do a lot more than I could do in a studio setting where I had to worry about an engineer or a producer telling me what I need to do here and there and that kind of thing. I have as much time as I want in my studio at home, and I can just nitpick at every little thing until I finally get it right, and I can just rely on myself and not have to worry about, you know, conveying the message to an engineer.
Do the songs then evolve over that process as well, from when you originally wrote them, as you're toying with the recording and what elements to add and how to mix it and all that? Do you find that they're, you know, sort of getting transformed throughout that process as well?
Oh, yeah. The song continuously changes until it's done. You can ask my friends. A song is never done until it's on iTunes or it's officially released. So I continuously tweak things. I'm a perfectionist when it comes to that, and I want to put the best foot forward as far as when people listen to my music. I want them to say, well, that sounds pretty good. And I, you know, I don't want there to be that translation loss, as far as I don't want people to be turned off to my music because of the quality of it, obviously. So that's been the adventure so far in trying to get there, is making music that people want to listen to and enjoy, and it feels good, it feels right. And I'm still heading that direction, but I feel like I'm getting a lot closer.
How do you know when it's done? Is it just you listen to it and you're like, there it is? Or does it take a sort of letting go of saying, okay, we're putting this down now, I think it's ready?
Exactly. After months of listening to the same song 100,000 times, it finally, I get to a point where I'm like, okay, it's ready to go, and just kind of let go and come out with it. And if people like it, that's great. If they don't, that's great too. And the critique allows me to know what I'm going to do next time around, because I'm never going to stop, and I'm just going to continue to come out with album after album. And the critique, the negative and the positive, both affect, you know, how I approach the album any time I'm going after it. So,
well, speaking of keeping going, can we hear another live one?
Sure.
Great.
This one's called Faith of a Child, and it is also on the Necessary album, Necessary Evil album. So. My fire's out, I search through the darkness to find myself. Take a wincing look at the man I became when I dealt with your pain. But it's all I know to take control. All my lights turned off, not enough blankets to block out the sunlight, and phone rings off the hook with questions from friends who are sure I have lost it. At least I took the chance on happiness. I may have failed. That's what makes me who I am. I've been searching a long, long time, and I know it's been in me all the while. Brush off the heartaches of life's misdirection. Learn how to put on a smile. Oh, and live with faith, oh child. Both my headlights out. I drive through the night just to find retribution for time that I have lost. Spending those days locked inside my apartment, it's all I know to make sure you can me now. Oh, my feet just hit the ground. I've been searching a long, long time, and I know it's been in me all the while. Brush off the heartaches of life's misdirection. Learn how to put on a smile. Oh, and live with the faith of a child. I've been searching a long, long time, and I know it's been in me all the while. Brush off the heartaches of life's misdirection. Learn how to put on a smile. Oh, and live with the faith of a child.
Kyle Dunaway, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Now that you've got Necessary Evil done and out there, and you've got the music video out there, are you going to try to take this out on the road, do some local or regional touring? What are you thinking?
I'd really like to start playing at least locally. I'd like to, you know, anywhere that is willing to have me, I'm ready to play. I think I was kind of waiting for this to come out. It's the biggest project I've kind of done so far, other than Welcome to Archwood, but as far as where I think the public will be a lot more interested. And so I'm trying to get together a show. It's difficult to play the stuff that I have just because it's one man, and all of my music that I record is typically full band style. So trying to kind of adjust the songs to an acoustic style is something that's kind of difficult, but I'm getting there, and I think I'd really like to start playing as much as I can. Hopefully I'll be out in Dayton and around Dayton soon.
Awesome. Awesome. That adjusting from, you know, the full band recorded sound to the acoustic sound, is that a tricky back and forth to try to capture, you know, sort of what made the recording really special or really unique and encompass that in just you and a guitar?
Yeah, it definitely is. A lot of times I actually have songs written just for acoustic play that I only really do acoustic. And I have them recorded with full band style, but they're more acoustic oriented in the first place. So a lot of the stuff that I have a lot of the electric guitars and things like that, I try not to mess with right now, simply because I'd really like to form a band eventually and go out on the road with a band and be able to play everything. The way that it was meant to be played, the way that it was recorded. So it's definitely difficult to try to figure out how I'm going to play things acoustic and still have the same impact. But it also makes me a better musician, better acoustic guitarist, and makes me kind of focus more on my vocal and things like that. So
band could be in the works. So I was going to ask you if you would ever consider putting a band together so that you could do the sort of as recorded material on stage. So it sounds like that could be in the ether somewhere.
Yes, definitely. I'd love to. It's just the matter of finding the right people and the time to do it. And, you know, it's much easier to support myself financially than have to worry about, you know, paying a band and getting a band together. Or, you know, because a lot of times with musicians I've found, they're more, you know, they want to come up with things together. Whereas I have an entire catalog of things that I'd like to play now. And getting someone that is willing to learn my music and kind of allow me to be the band director is something that is proven to be more difficult than I'd like it to be. So, but yes, definitely in the future. I'm already looking. I always network with new musicians, especially around the area, and I'm always looking to get projects together.
The right players will come along at the right time. It'll all stack up just right.
I hope.
When time is right.
Yeah, right.
Can you play another one for us?
Sure. This one is actually not on any album. It's but it is available on SoundCloud and also on my website in the media section. So if you want to check that out. And it's called Eleanor.
Starvation, and yet I fret for me. Will I be the one and only? The biggest fear I see. Please God, don't let me die lonely. Please God, don't let me die lonely. No. Starvation, yet I fret for me. Will I be the one and only? The biggest fear I see. Oh, yeah. It's up and down these streets. People waiting, anticipation. Nothing on their feet. Victim to their own starvation. Yet I fret for me. Will I be the one and only? The biggest fear I see. Please, God, don't let me die lonely. God, don't let me die lonely.
Kyle Dunaway, live in the WISO studios. Necessary Evil is the new album. It's out now digitally. Now, we talked a little bit about, you know, developing your live show and all of that, but now that the album's out, are you going to continue writing? Are you already starting to write and record the next project, the next thing?
I've already started, actually. After Welcome to Archwood came out, I pretty much immediately started on the second one of those. And the second album of the Archwood series will be out in 2016.
Nice.
And then I also am kind of working on an EDM album that's going to be a lot different for me. I haven't really gone that route before, but I already have several songs in the works. skeletons mainly of both of those albums. And then I'm also thinking about possibly throwing in an acoustic album somewhere in the mix there. So the next couple of years, I've kind of got a full docket, and I've already started. I never stop working. So I just continue on every song. I want to continue to make a better one and a better one and a better one, and it's never good enough. And I guess that's the life I live.
Hey, that's the, you know, being holding yourself accountable to doing good work is really important, especially when you're an artist and, you know, you're putting not just, you know, it's not just something you do, it's something that you've made and created.
Exactly.
So nothing wrong with, you know, really pushing yourself. I have to ask about the EDM thing. Now, we talked a little bit about the shift in sound between Welcome to Archwood and Necessary Evil. Those are two similar but different things. And then EDM is like completely, you know, if people could see I'm gesturing like all the way over here. That has got to be a really interesting musical challenge to figure out sort of where your voice, in air quotes, fits within that world. Why did you decide to do an EDM album? Was it that you enjoyed the music, or was it that you wanted to see how you could enter that world, or a little of both?
A combination, yeah, definitely. I have a lot of friends that are in the EDM scene, and you know, it's just something that a new challenge, exactly like you said. I'm always challenging myself to come up with new things, and a lot of times I'll hear music and I'll think, how are they doing that? You know, what is it about the sound that I'm hearing is making me feel this way and things like that. So I think that trying to find those sounds for myself and put them together is a fun challenge, and I'm looking forward to it, really.
Do you think that you would ever explore other genres like that? Like, would you ever try to do something maybe in, I could very easily see you doing like something within like maybe the jazz instrumental world or something like that. Have you considered exploring those types of things as well?
Well, I have kind of discussed it a little bit with my girlfriend and a few others that I hold close, possibly kind of venturing out to do just an instrumental album, all instrumental, mainly focusing on the guitar. But it's yet to be seen. I guess for now I have kind of the next few albums that I'm working on. And Archwood, the next Archwood album will be quite a bit more focused on you know, musical exploration. It's a lot more of like a progressive metal-ish type of a music, and it's definitely harder than the first album. Not as much of a poppy sound, but it also has a lot of really basic rock roots to it as well. And I'm very excited about it because it's going to allow me to do a lot more with the different instruments as well. But yeah, I'm looking for, I don't like to say that I'm not going to do any kind of music, so I'm you know, maybe putting out a rap album soon. No, I'm just kidding.
Probably it could happen.
It might happen, so we'll see.
Yeah, come 3 years down the road.
It just depends on where I'm at
mentally.
Hey,
you never know.
Right.
Well, will you play another one for us?
Sure. This one is actually off of the Welcome to Archwood album, and it's called Breeders and Bleeders. Like, I'd rather stare at a wall than be seen in the streetlight. And everyone around me starting to surround me, they're all blessed with foresight, telling me this and that. A part of living for this town is dying of a heart attack. But I never can let go to the dog and pony show. So get behind me, let's go. Let's take back our little piece of the world. Fortune.
Everyone gets paid, everybody gets a portion. I never signed up for this, but with a furrowed brow I make it seem effortless. You chose me as a leader, but when I make a question move, you hold me to the heater. I don't know what you want from me. Everyone gets laid, everybody is a breeder. Let's take back our little piece of the world. Let's take back our little piece of the world. The peace that only revolves around you. The town that you and I refuse to let go. I got a dollar bill, and I will put it on that you won't be leaving me. Could it be? 'Cause when the guns go, you can rest assured that they all be leaving me to pull the trigger. I got a dollar bill and I will put it on that you won't be.
Kyle Dunaway, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. That one was from Welcome to Archwood, his previous album. He's got a new album out now called Necessary Evil. If people want to get their hands on your music and keep track of what you're doing, potential live dates, all of that good stuff, where should they connect with you?
The best place is my website, which is kdaudiostudios.com. Also, I'm on Facebook, KD Audio Studios, and at KD Audio Studios on Twitter. And typically, I will update those quite often to let people know what's going on. As far as my music goes, there are links on my website and pretty much everywhere I can put them as well. And it is searchable on iTunes, Amazon MP3, Bandcamp, and so on. So most digital retailers right now worldwide are carrying this and Welcome to Archwood, and they can be found there.
Nice, nice. So do a Google search and you'll find all different different options.
Yep.
And we'll get all those links up on our Facebook page. We are at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And in mentioning KD Audio Studios, are you recording other musicians as well?
Yeah, I do work with other musicians, and I'm open for that as well. So that's another thing as well. On my website, there is a contact page. And also, you can contact me on Twitter and Facebook, just like we said. I am looking forward to hearing from anybody that's interested. I like to work with new musicians all the time, and it helps me as a musician too. It helps me definitely as a producer and engineer to hear different kinds of music and kind of see how I'm going to approach. A lot of times, actually, working with different musicians gives me ideas for my own music, like, oh, okay, I see that. I like that. I kind of like that direction. And I'm definitely open to working with other people as well. Right now, I'm producing a couple of people that, they have an album in the works, but nothing cement yet, but it's coming.
Cool. Very cool. All kinds of things to look forward to then.
Yes.
Well, before we go, could I bug you to play one more live one?
Yeah, absolutely. This song is called Anxious, and it is not available on an album either, but it is on SoundCloud like Eleanor was. And I am hoping to do both Eleanor and Anxious on an acoustic album coming up. So that's why I was kind of wanting to work those in, because these are old songs I've had for a while, and I'd like to have some good recordings of them. So we'll see where that goes. But here is Anxious.
was before, with a melody for what I have, and won't lose anymore. Not the feeling of shame, instead a real sense of peace. Could I be a wandering star, or the one that's saving me? Oh, you've been lost before, but baby, so have I. And I don't know what's in store, but the manager is on our side, and he'll let us sign our names when the card's not even ours. Oh, and I'll sneak a kiss and sleep for 16 hours. See your face. Could it be the smoke in my eye, or this elephant pace we try our best to defy? Oh, but the one in the room is the notion that I shouldn't go. Oh, I'm blinded by you, and I needed you to know. Lost before, but baby, so have I. And I don't know what's in store, but the manager is on our side, and he'll let us sign our names when the card's not even ours. Oh, then I sneak a kiss and sleep for 16 hours.
Dunaway, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check out his new album. It's called Necessary Evil. He's got another one out, an older one called Welcome to Archwood as well. Links up to his music on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. And Kyle, thank you so much for being here. This has been such a pleasure.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks
My pleasure. Keep tabs on Kyle Dunaway. He's got good stuff out now and plenty more to come down the line. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. WYSO is supported by United Rehabilitation Services of Greater Dayton, presenting the 11th Annual Rubber Duck Regatta at Riverscape Metro Park in Dayton on Saturday, September 13th, during the Taste of the Miami Valley. Proceeds benefit local children and adults with disabilities. Information on the difference adopting a duck can make is online at DaytonDucks.com. Right now, music from St. Vincent. This is from her new self-titled album. It's called Prince Johnny.
Prince